We're a funny community, us lesbians, but no one ever sees it that way. Always focused on the drama. Well, no more drama. Unless it's this funny. Sit back, chill out, and laugh along with Bailey, Lane, Muffy, TJ, Dina, G, and Jules. Brought to you by lesbianscoffee.com. Hot beans, great coffee. And now it's time for All My Girlfriends.
Bailey is on her cell phone in her Pathfinder at Sappho Sushi House.
Come on, you're my best straight friend, Lauren. I need a little objectivity here. You know the story in detail. What's your gut feeling on this? Will Dina show up?
Oh, thanks. See how you use me for my heterosexuality.
I'm being serious, Lauren. You're the only one I can talk seriously to. Everyone else has this be funny expectation.
Lucky me again. Look, Bailey, even in high school you were a player. Boys, girls, girls, boys. Everyone is always drawn to you. Like they like you instantly. And you, well, the more they like you, the more you pull away. It's like the minute someone connects with you, you disconnect it.
No argument there.
So why is this woman different? Why do you care so much about what she thinks?
I don't.
Hi, it's me, Lauren from high school, your fucking 1 month of college.
Okay, I do care, I guess, because she's different from the others, and for once, I forgot that.
Twice. I think you forgot it twice.
No, I forgot it once and ignored it once.
Ignored what?
That she's smart, she has a good heart, and she has my best interest in her sights at all times. But Lauren, I don't want a girlfriend. I really don't.
You know what I think, Bailey?
What?
Well, I'll start with the obvious. You're the worst communicator on the face of the planet. But more importantly, because you can never say what you feel, you did the one thing you knew how to do. You showed her with sex.
Yeah, I think you nailed it.
No, you nailed it. Now you have to fix it. Listen, from everything I've heard, Dina sounds like a class act. Professional. I have a feeling she doesn't want to date a client. Ethically, it doesn't sound like her style. So just explain to her what you feel and she'll get it.
But what if she doesn't want to take me back as a client because she likes me too much?
Oh, Lord, Bailey. You ego-fucking maniac. Maybe, just maybe, she's smart enough not to.
Oh, there she is.
Be cool. Don't freak her out.
Okay, you're right. Thanks for always being here for me, Lauren.
Yeah. Show me some gratitude and send a ticket one day, will you? New York is fucking cold this time of year.
Pick the dates. I'll send the ticket.
Good. Do you owe me?
Seriously, email me.
Will do. Now, go be cool.
Okay, bye.
Bailey gets out of her truck and enters the restaurant. She sees Dina being seated and walks over as the hostess is walking away.
Hey.
Hey.
Before we get started, I just want to apologize for blowing up at lesbians. I was out of line. I didn't even mean what I was saying, Dean.
I appreciate your apology, Bailey, and you're not all to blame. I acted extremely unprofessionally by not returning your calls and for going against my better judgment.
Well, I don't want to think of what happened between us as a mistake.
But it was, Bailey. We're grown women. We're in business together. I acted like a lovesick schoolgirl afterwards, but I had this major realization.
Me too,
and what
I
wanted
say this
to tell
right
you
bat.
Was,
I don't want a
girlfriend.
I know, it sucks. But wait, what?
I don't want a girlfriend.
The waiter appears.
Hi, how's everyone going today? What can I start?
Can I get some water, please, like now? You don't?
No, you were so right. I was sitting at Lesbians watching Lane and TJ fall all over each other and it hit me. I don't want that mushy, goo-goo-eyed crap. I don't have time to nurture some puppy love brand new relationship and neither do you. So let's get back to business and get this talk show off the ground. What do you say?
Where's the fucking water boy?
Are you okay?
Yeah, yes. Let's do it. Like you said, we're grown-ups. What happened was a mistake. We're too busy for a relationship. Let's just focus on work.
Great. You know what? Let me run out to the car and get my briefcase. I've actually been working like crazy on some stuff I want you to see.
Oh, okay.
The moment Dina steps away, Bailey picks up her cell phone and dials, then closes it. She's clearly rattled.
A mistake. Great. Hey, I'd like to introduce you to my client, Bailey James. The mistake. Yeah, that's nice.
Hi, here's your water.
Thanks. Maybe you can bring a pitcher of it.
Of course. Shall I just pour it directly over your head?
Haha, funny guy. To really kill with that line, you would have offered to pour it down my pants.
That's why you're the master. I've seen you a million times here at the Pride Fest. I'm Steve, struggling actor and comedian.
Nice to meet you, Steve.
Hey, can I get you to sign a she-rag mag for me? We have some right up front with your layout.
Sure.
Awesome! God, I see you here all the time with a gazillion different women, so I never asked because I didn't want to interfere with the flow, but this looked more like business.
Yeah, it sure as hell is.
What a shame. She's so beautiful.
Okay, Steve, what do you say you get your magazine?
Bailey chugs her water as the waiter returns.
This is so great. I was trying to gauge, should I, shouldn't I? Is it a mistake to ask for an autograph? But I knew I'd get you with a joke.
Bailey signs his magazine.
Here you go, Steve.
Oh, thanks ever so much.
He walks away, reading it out loud.
To Steve, it clearly wasn't a mistake. Bailey James.
Dina reappears.
Okay, check this out.
Dina opens her briefcase, takes out some papers, and lines them up for Bailey.
What is all this?
This one is a lease for the space next to Lesbian's.
What?
Yeah, I was thinking. You can't do a show on a 4x4 stage. We need something equivalent to a studio, without the overhead. So I talked to the landlord in Des and Patty, and we secured the space.
Seriously? Oh my God.
I called a few people I know from A3 TV out of Miami, and they're sending some crew to hook us up.
Holy crap, Dina!
Yeah, I got us an intern and a board.
I'm stunned. How?
I put together an audio demo and submitted it to people.
And they actually liked it?
Yes, totally. They see what I see, star quality, fresh concept.
I don't know what to say.
Well, there's a lot left that's not done, and one really, really important thing.
What's that?
You need a producer.
Do you know anyone?
I made a few calls, and the woman who's the best bet is out of town until the end of the month. But she said she'd do it.
So what do we do?
Well, I could do it until she gets back. I was a freshman at USC with the guy who produces Late Night with Craig Ferguson.
Good enough for me.
Okay, then.
We're really gonna do this?
We really are. In a week.
I need more time.